The next day, Aunt Tempy sends me to the milking barn by myself. Master Allen and Moses is crossing to the stable. It's the first time I'm meeting Master Allen, and I feel a flutter of fear. He's taller than Uncle Moses, with light hair growing everywhere on his face, except his chin, and eyes what's bluer than mine. Moses nods to me. I nod and quick put my eyes down. It don't matter. Master Allen just keeps walking to the stable like he don't even see me. I open the heavy barn doors and climb on the stool. But before I pull the handle once round, I hear a whimpering what sounds like a rabbit being killed by a fox. Jumping off the stool, I open the door and peek outside. The man who watches over slaves in the field is leaving the smokehouse with his whip. When he crosses the hill, I run to the smokehouse and sneak inside. Anna is wobbling to her feet, her eyes gaping when she sees me.
"Grace, you best get out of here," she cries, "or you'll get a whipping too."
"He's gone," I say, trying hard not to breathe in the smoky smell, what makes me feel like choking, and trying even harder not to look at the hogs was dangling from the ceiling. Anna pushes me out the door.
"You'll smell like smoke. She'll know you was here. Get out, please."
"But Anna, what happened?" Anna limps beside me.
"The missus said I was lingering. I got to hurry back to the big house."
Her wide eyes is glistening and her voice trembling like a rabbit what's been boxed.
"Please be careful, Grace, and don't tell nobody you saw me."
I go back to the milking barn, climb the stool, and start churning. With every push and pull, I try hard to heave away the angry, hateful words I promised Mama I wouldn't say. Every day, I learn something new. I learn how to peel, chop, mix, grind, and bend my legs so my arms are strong enough to lift the iron pots what hang over the fire. I skim, churn, and lower leftover butter into the butter well to keep cool.